to a study published earlier this month in the journal Geophysical Research Letters. Researchers warn of the critical long-term effects to the atmosphere if this trend continues. Another big focus in the field is the need for improved regulation on what's launched into space to begin with. The successful removal of 5 satellites doesn't mean much if 20 more replace it.
Aside from a couple of treaties that are broadly interpreted, there isn't much else. So pretty much any country can launch almost whatever they want. There are treaties talking about trying to not put weapons in space, you know, nuclear weapons and just weapons in general, these sorts of things. But yes, there's broad interpretation to the treaties.
Between our heavy reliance on satellites and our growing focus on private and public space travel, it's important that Earth's orbit is cleaned up and maintained over time. To find out more about this topic and our guests, Maura Bajha and Jonathan McDowell, visit viewpointsradio.org. This segment was written by our executive producer, Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, the explosive growth of family influencers when Viewpoints returns.
Summer is the season we all look forward to, and Macy's is kicking it off with summer's greatest hits, a celebration of those spontaneous moments that we'll remember forever. That day at the beach, backyard barbecues, summer weddings, and fireworks. Because no matter what summer has in store, Macy's is here for the ride. For the big days and all the little moments that make up summer's greatest hits. Let's make this a summer to remember. Check out Macy's.com/summerhits today.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Certainly, we all want to see suicide prevention, and I'm certain that it does work to a degree. It's when I hear that all suicides are preventable that it makes me bristle, because they are not.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
Nowadays, most value menus are just kind of menus, unless you're at KFC. With Taste of KFC deals, you can get a hot, juicy drumming thigh, hand-breaded in 11 herbs and spices, a side of creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, and a flaky, buttery biscuit for just $4.99. Son of a bucket, that's a good deal. Taste of KFC deals. Available all day, every day. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good. Prices, participation, and product offering may vary. Tax, tips, and fees extra.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? On America's birthday weekend, why not stop by America's number one brakes destination? Right now, you can save 15% when you buy a set of OE quality Duralast pads and rotors, and up to 50% when you bundle Shop Pro brake cleaner and brake fluid with SilGlide brake lubricant. It's just part of our 4th of July sale at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
If you grew up during the social media era, you've probably had quite a few moments from your childhood shared on the internet. Between cute baby photos or posts commemorating special events like birthdays and graduations, many children, teens, and young adults have had their lives chronicled on social media. Experts like Leah Plunkett, author of Sharenthood: Why We Should Think Before We Talk About Our Kids Online, and faculty at Harvard Law School have dubbed this phenomenon sharenting.
Sharenting refers to all the ways that parents, as well as other trusted adults, transmit children's private information digitally.
Using those definitions, really any parent online is sharenting to some degree. But when does it become a problem? While most families only share private moments with a close circle of family and friends, some have chosen to make these more public. Right now, some of the most popular yet controversial accounts on social media are family influencers. These families make a living by documenting their daily life, particularly their children, through YouTube videos, TikToks, and Instagram posts. One former family influencer, Grant Khanbalanov, says he got into the business after videos of his children unexpectedly went viral on TikTok.
I started to post on TikTok a little bit before the pandemic, I want to say like a year before. And, you know, I was able to get up to like 80 or 90,000 followers. And then I made a video with my daughter. It was just, I was having her repeat, like, I will never have a boyfriend. And she screamed like, no, at the end. And it blew up and got like millions of views. And then I made a video with my son and it got millions of views. And I was like, you know what? Maybe we should start doing this. Why not, you know, like explore this new avenue.
Almost overnight, Khanbalanov's TikTok account climbed to 3.3 million followers. Quickly, money started flowing in from the platform and brand deals. The family started getting invites to new places and experiences and would even get stopped on the street by excited viewers. But while there were many perks to their newfound fame, Khanbalanov couldn't shake the feeling that something was off.
I kind of started to notice we would go on a trip, let's say, to like Disney. And I would not want to gather any content in Disney just because like I want our kids to have fun and enjoy it. But every time that I would just want to like take a picture or a video just for like memories, I would notice that they would try to like put on an act that they would know would like resonate with people. And that's when I was like, this needs to stop. Our kids are not here to please others. You know, they're our kids and it's our job to protect them.
The experience forced him to listen to what people were saying and rethink his online presence. Though social media brought his family money and fame, he realized nothing was worth sacrificing the happiness of his children.
It didn't take a lot of thought at all, you know, and you would think something that's like bringing in pretty much what someone's full-time job brings in from a 30-second video, it would be a hard decision, but it was not a hard decision. At all. You know, I said, let me sleep on it, woke up in the morning and just started privating videos and never posted them after that.
In the 2 years since this decision, he's lost hundreds of thousands of followers, along with several sponsorships and brand deals. Though his choice was unpopular at the time, since then, many popular family creators have followed in his footsteps. More and more are refusing to share their kids' faces online, with some removing them from their content completely.
Rarely, but still significantly, children can be the victim of criminal, illegal, dangerous acts by people who figure out who they are and where they live in real life and engage in criminal, illegal, or threatening behavior. Children may also experience personal and emotional and psychological and relational distress at having their story told to the world before they're ready to tell it and in a way and to an audience that they might not have picked. Last but certainly not least, children may experience decisions or predictions being made about them by stakeholders who learn things or think they learn things about them from their online personas that may not be true.
Though all children online, not just influencers, can have these things happen to them, kids with a public presence are more at risk. A recent report by the New York Times found that many of these family and child influencer accounts, primarily the ones featuring young girls, had large followings of adult men. Reporters looked at the posts and found a small but alarming number of inappropriate comments. To make matters worse, the rapid explosion of AI can turn a completely innocent photo or video into something different entirely.
I am including a child's face, a child's voice, everything about a child in this is even more vulnerable than it was a year and a half ago, a year ago, 6 months ago. And I would really, really encourage parents, grandparents, and other trusted adults to really go as minimalist with the sharenting as possible, especially during this new AI era, and especially during a time where we have yet to see comprehensive, ethical, and practical privacy, security, and related legal reforms around AI.
With so many negative effects, why are families still pursuing influencing and internet fame? Well, most parents make more money from brand deals than a typical 9-to-5. It also allows one or both parents to stay at home with the kids while simultaneously earning an income. But while it's clear that family influencing is a lucrative business, who's getting all the cash? Though the kids are usually the stars, until recently there weren't any protections ensuring that these profits were set aside for them.
Illinois will become the first state in the country to have a new ethical, practical child labor law that protects child influencers, become effective later this summer, July 2024. And in the Illinois law, if a family influencer business reaches a certain level of financial compensation and draws on a certain amount of content involving a child, then there are financial requirements that are based on California's longstanding Coogan law, where a percentage of the earnings have to be kept in trust for the child until they reach the age of majority.
Bills similar to the Illinois law are moving through state legislatures across the country. And though this is a huge step towards protecting child influencers, it can't undo the damage of growing up with an online presence.
We know that children and teens who grow up in households that are running child or family influencer operations as family businesses are experiencing some of the same challenges and also at times opportunities that child entertainers who hit it big or who aspire to hit it big have long faced, which can be feelings of real exposure and betrayal and anxiety upon getting older and seeing just how much of their lives were recorded. And we are hearing more now that some of the children and teens who were part of the initial wave of influencer families are getting older and talking more about their experiences, that those consequences can be really devastating and very long lasting.
One of these former child influencers is Cam Barrett, one of the most vocal advocates against sharenting. From a young age, Cam's mother documented private moments, such as her first menstrual period and a teenage car accident, on her public Facebook account. Even though her mom didn't have the following that some of these influencers do today, it caused Barrett great anxiety and stress that her friends, classmates, and peers knew such personal details. As a result, Barrett and her mom now have a strained relationship.
Once something is shared digitally, especially in the form of a social media post, even if it's set to private, you really do lose control of where it goes and what is done with it now and pretty much in perpetuity. So I would really encourage parents to ask themselves, do I need to say this digitally? Right? If I'm just trying to stay in touch with old friends, maybe I send this as a text message via a secure messaging app to people that I can verify are actually the people who are going to have it.
And Konbalinov agrees. Even though he took his kids off social media a long time ago, it still upsets him that their private information is out on the internet. He urges parents to keep kids off social media until they're old enough to fully grasp what they're getting themselves into. To find out more about Leah Plunkett, Grant Konbalinov, and all of our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on X, Facebook, and Instagram. This segment was written and produced by our associate producer, Grace Galanti. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Summer is the season we all look forward to, and Macy's is kicking it off with summer's greatest hits, a celebration of those spontaneous moments that we'll remember forever. That day at the beach, backyard barbecues, summer weddings, and fireworks. Because no matter what summer has in store, Macy's is here for the ride, for the big days, and all the little moments that make up summer's greatest hits. Let's make this a summer to remember. Check out Macy's.com/summerhits today.
You can do it all by yourself. Whoa, baby girl. What's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a drink.
Oh. Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to your night.
I'm buying you a drink.
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. NASA and SpaceX are planning to send astronauts to Mars, but human bodies may not be able to handle it. A study published earlier this month in the journal Nature Communications revealed that space travel damages the structure of kidneys, sometimes permanently. Scientists studied 66 astronauts who spent up to 6 months on the International Space Station. They found that the group had a heightened risk of developing kidney stones, and some parts of the organ actually shrank. The study suggests that the lack of gravity could be what's causing the stones to form. A trip to Mars would also expose humans to galactic cosmic radiation, or GCR. In a simulation, the lengthy round trip to Mars caused noticeable damage to human kidneys. Researchers believe that long-term exposure could lead to permanent side effects like kidney failure. The kidney is a late-responding tissue, so it could be years until the body shows the full impact of radiation. These findings are likely to change how future Mars missions play out. Scientists say that dialysis machines on spacecrafts could be a good way to prevent damage, but more innovation is needed. NASA and SpaceX are both planning to send people to Mars, with SpaceX founder Elon Musk aiming for a timeline of the next 10 to 20 years. That's Viewpoints Explained this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. In 2016, Drake released One Dance, a funky dancehall track that dominated the charts thanks in no small part to the influence of Wizkid, who is a feature on the song and is one of the signature voices of the Afrobeats movement. Afrobeats is a genre that has been gaining in popularity in the UK, the US, and around the world. In addition to One Dance, you've heard Afrobeats if you've ever enjoyed Calm Down by Rema and Selena Gomez, or Water by Tyla. So what exactly is Afrobeats as a genre? Sheila Oh, a global music businesswoman and host of Afrozones, the first Afrobeats radio show in the US, explains.
Afrobeat originated from the western part of Africa. It started in Nigeria by Fela Kuti. Fela Kuti was known to be the king of Afrobeats, you know, in the early years, you know, way, way, way ahead of my time, pushing the genre with drums and live band and all kinds of, you know, percussionists, different instruments. You know, a song could not be played on radio because a song was like 9 minutes long. It was all about the beats and the drums off the African continent. So Afrobeats really is sounds from Africa, sounds from the motherland.
And those sounds have been taking the world by storm, and now Afrobeats is a genre that looks to continue catapulting artists onto the top of the charts. One big way to do that has been gaining a foothold by contributing memorable features on other artists' work and giving them new sounds to play around with. For example, Afrobeats artists Wizkid, Burna Boy, St. John, and many others were featured on Beyoncé's album, The Gift. But these artists are also more than capable of doing it themselves. For instance, last year, Tyla won the inaugural Grammy Award for Best African Music Performance for her smash hit, Water. Sheila Oh says much of the success of the genre comes down to one thing. It's fun.
It is so non-threatening, it's non-violent, non-sexist. You know, nobody cares who you love, who you date, as long as you're happy. It's just feel-good music. No one's trying to put a gun to your head. It's not trap, you know what I mean? It's just feel-good music that makes people really happy.
To explore Afrobeats further, check out Sheila O's weekly show, Afrozones. You can head to their website at afrozones.com. That's AFROZONS.com for local listings. I'm Evan Rook.
Nowadays, most value menus are just kind of menus, unless you're at KFC. With Taste of KFC deals, you can get a hot, juicy drumming thigh, hand-breaded in 11 herbs and spices, a side of creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, and a flaky, buttery biscuit for just $4.99. Son of a bucket, that's a good deal. Taste of KFC deals. Available all day, every day. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good. Prices, participation, and product offering may vary. Tax, tips, and fees extra.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Why are certain providers and medical doctors not listening to family members who have lived through a disease path for such a long time?
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar, more than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you're breaking. She's somebody's daughter. Her daddy bought her her first car, taught her how to drive, scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from her first heartbreak and said, honey, he ain't good enough for you anyway. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break in. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter. She's a picture on a mantle above a fireplace. She's pigtails blowing out candles on a birthday cake. She's a driving off to college, tear in her mama's eyes. Yeah, she's a daddy's girl. Better treat her right, 'cause she's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter. Yeah. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. If you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you're breaking. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter. Yeah, she's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
So
Sometimes I'm the guy with the boys kicking it back, or the guy with a guitar singing on a country track. I might be the guy with an ice cold can stirring up dust on some old farmland. When I walk into the party with you, girl, you change all that. And I'm just the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I stand right there and smile. You're right beside me, oh, and I see the same thing I see. But I don't mind being the guy with the girl. Your heartbreak eyes, it's like their heart starts stopping when you come walking into the room. And I turn into the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me, oh, and I see the same thing.
Living in
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
I took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the aisle thought I was crazy, 'cause I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty mini bottles still in both our trays. I'm getting drunk on a plane. Fine drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is some sexy leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition, got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, may never come down. I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They all know why I'm getting drunk on a plane. This date marked on the calendar forever. We take that new wed limo airport ride together. I feel like a plastic groom alone there at the top of the cake. So hey, I'm getting drunk on a plane. Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot. It's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is some sexy lady. Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, may never come down. I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They all know why I'm getting drunk on a plane. Cheap champagne out of a real glass. And when we land, I'll call her up and tell her, kiss my eye. 'Cause hey, I'm drunk on a plane. Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot. It's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is some sexy leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition. Got a little mile high. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, may never come down. I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They all know why I'm getting drunk on a plane. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I'm not.
Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Blue skies.
fish all day long. Pocket full of 3-day weekend money and a heartbreak cloud in the forecast, honey. I hate to see you go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave. How in the hell can I watch the big game without me having you? All day long.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? It is your boy, General.
Hey, this is Lainey Wilson.
Hey, this is Kenny Chesney.
From today's biggest stars.
I love the music.
98 Q Country.
You can find you a girl on a Friday night, dancing in the back of a bar. Sunday morning, hands up high, singing front row in the choir. You can find you a girl through a friend of a friend, or she could show up right out of the blue. It don't matter where you find her, just as long as you find you a girl that leaves you speechless, gets wild on the town but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait, even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy, and talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine. Find you a girl that likes to do all the things you love to do, and even on your worst day, she still thinks you hung the moon. Find you a girl that's like fine wine that just gets better with age. Boy, you'll have it made. If you find you a girl that leaves you speechless, gets wild on the town but still loves Jesus, one that's worth the wait, even babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine. Thank God she loves me. God knows find you a girl that leaves you speechless. It's wild on the town, but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy, and talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine. No, you can't have mine.
Q Country, today's favorites and yesterday's classics. Listen online at 98QCountry.com.
You're never gonna be alone, never from now on. Need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away, I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, baby, I held on for my life. No matter what, I know you're
Hi, this is Kurt from Kurt's Island Sports Shop in Monaco with today's Kurt's Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. Experienced some sun on Monday the 24th and didn't know what to think. Some warmer temps and small window of dry is nice, though rain happened last night and it forecasted again for Thursday and Friday before a nice weekend the last 2 days of June. Fishing has picked up even while sitting under this full moon period. Largemouth bass, very good. Working weeds of 8 to 14 feet using wacky worms and Ned rigs and creature baits. Topwater action has been hot on those warm, muggy evenings using whopper ploppers and jitterbugs. Smallmouth bass have been very good. After getting schooled in my own boat by a trout fisherman from Minnesota who'd never used a Ned rig till I gave him one, 10 to nothing before I conceded and tied one on also, all I can report is Ned rigs, Ned rigs, Ned rigs for smallies. Not finding many rockfish, almost all along coontail edges of 12 to 14 feet. Walleye action's been good, deep weed edges and big leeches. Got schooled again on the same day, this time by my wife on slip bobbers while I jigged. 20 to 2, be a while before she gets in my boat again. Work outside coontail edges of 14 to 18 feet. Slowly motor till you find a hod hovering over sand grass from standing weeds. Drift leeches 1 to 2 feet off the bottom below a float and have the husband net the fish so he has no time to jig for himself. More advice? Contact Miss Know-It-All. There have been some reports of mayfly hatches. The willow had a big one that has shut down some walleye bites. Sometimes due to wind, it's hard to tell if these hatches are occurring on the lee side of the lake. Motor around a little bit before you really get settled in. Expect more of this as these waters warm this week. Well, that's all I've got today for Kurt's Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. This is Kurt and good luck fishing.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurt's Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurt's pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurt's Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Mmm, so rich, so indulgent. Wrapping my skin in softness. It's Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. My new go-to for silky smooth skin in my shower. With Olay Indulgent Moisture, my skin said bye-bye dry, hello glow in just 14 days. Indulge with Olay Body Wash.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the low 40s. Beautiful day tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high in the low 70s. Showers and storms return for Monday and Tuesday. Highs 70 to 75 Monday, 75 to 80 degrees looking into Tuesday. Currently 49 degrees.
Do not attempt to change the station.
Oh, look at that.
We're Rascal Flatts.
This is Toby Keith.
Look at that.
Hi, this is Zach Brown.
Hi, we're Little Big Town.
Oh, go figure. Look at that.
This is Jennifer.
And Christian.
From Sugarland.
Oh, would you look at that.
Today's best country and more of it.
98Q Country.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California, and I had me a band. And we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night, and we drank for free, all of my boys and me. Now I'm 23 and there ain't nobody
pass out on the floor. You're sober by 24. Well, I had a girl who loved me the whole damn time, and I drank my whiskey and she drank wine. Soon my bottle was too much to company. Yeah, we'd sit on the river and we'd fish all day, and we'd drive across the country, let the radio play. 7 damn years I never thought she'd leave. Mama said when I was very young, she told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, Mama, please don't look at me.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Taking off your makeup.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have